Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to begin this week by talking about the rural health care situation, always of prime importance where you live. And I understand you have an update on the hospital situation. What is the latest?
Well, I'm often asked about the hospital situation in Bradford, and certainly it's a top priority here in our region. The status of the current transaction between Kaleida Health and Lecom Health regarding the hospital building is of great importance to the community, so I wanted to provide a brief update. The transaction between Kaleida and Lecom is currently being reviewed by the Pennsylvania Office of Attorney General. I spoke with the bureau chief of the department conducting the review last week. I expressed to the Attorney General's office how important it is for Pennsylvania residents to be treated fairly and equitably in the transaction, and that the review needs to move forward as quickly as possible. In addition, I've spoken directly with the Pennsylvania Secretary of Health about our situation and the fact that we need support, we need resources, we need active participation by her department in our efforts to restore healthcare services. I know the situation is extremely frustrating and concerning to everyone in the community, me included, but I want to assure everyone that elected officials at all levels and community leaders are working diligently to restore vital healthcare services in our community.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is good news for many communities around the Commonwealth, and that is impact fee money is coming out. Who's getting what? Where is it being distributed to?
The PUC announced this week the numbers for the impact fees paid in 2025, and impact fees amounted to $243.8 million that's been distributed. Locally, nearly $3 million is coming back to the three counties that I represent. Cameron County and its municipalities collectively will receive just over $993,000. McKean County and its municipalities will receive $1.1 million, and Potter County and its municipalities collectively will receive just over $879,000. Impact fees are distributed to municipalities based on the amount of natural gas drilling occurring in the area. Since the enactment of the impact fees in 2012, more than $39 million has been returned to the three counties in the 67th Legislative District.
And Representative Causer, energy issues at the Capitol, prime front and center concerns. Obviously, with the prices of energy right now, everyone is concerned about this. I understand some legislation was under consideration in committee and on the House floor. What's the latest here?
As Republican chairman of the House Energy Committee, I have a front seat to dealing with a number of energy issues. And this week, we had legislation on the House floor and also in committee dealing with energy. I spoke on the House chamber this week in opposition to House Bill 2264, which would require each electric distribution company in the state to implement a virtual power plant program. And the stated goal of the bill is to bring stability to the electric grid. However, such programs are complex, they're very costly, and certainly dependent on customer participation. Virtual power plants also bring significant cybersecurity risks and data privacy concerns. The bottom line is these programs carry significant costs, and they do not come close to meeting the significant energy needs of our Commonwealth and our region. So I certainly was in opposition to this very costly mandate. In addition, in the House Energy Committee this week, we considered a number of pieces of legislation, one to establish mandates on battery storage in the Commonwealth, which is also very expensive, and this costly mandate would ultimately be passed on to consumers in your electric bills, which I am firmly opposed to. We need energy policy that actually promotes the production of energy, real baseload energy across the Commonwealth, and that's what I'm going to continue pushing for.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer.